WSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is questioning claims of victory by Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
At a celebration with supporters, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is claiming victory in the presidential election. But Maduro's opposition is also claiming victory, saying that Edmundo Gonzalez won. While traveling in Tokyo, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken questions Maduro's claims of victory.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
Venezuela's National Electoral Council, which is controlled by Maduro loyalists, earlier said Maduro had secured 51% of the vote to 44% for Gonzalez. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, a wildfire burning in Northern California could be the worst the state has seen in many years. This homeowner, Craig Kelb in Forest Ranch, California, says he's confident his home will be spared.
I'm pretty confident talking to this crew here. They're doing a lot of work, a lot of hand line, a lot of hand crew around here. They're pretty confident. Everyone thinks it's going to be able to be safe.
As of yesterday, the Park Fire had already scorched an area greater than Los Angeles. 2 years after launching an aggressive fight against inflation and 1 year after leaving its benchmark interest rate at a near quarter century high, the Federal Reserve is expected to signal this week whether there will be any change. Jim Bullard is dean of the Daniel School of Business at Purdue University.
For now, it very much looks like a soft landing for the U.S. economy. I think the labor market has normalized. Inflation has come way down, not quite all the way to target, and now it looks like the policy rate can start to come down to a more normal level as well.
And on Wall Street, it's shaping up to be a strong open. The Dow futures up more than 100 points. This is SRN News. Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. have reached a settlement.
Nearly 4 years after Falwell resigned as the Christian school's president and chancellor, the two parties reached a resolution agreement that settles legal and personal matters. Falwell, who stepped down in August 2000 after reports of marital misconduct, later sued Liberty University. The terms of the deal were not made public. A statement said the agreement protects and preserves Liberty's mission in Christian higher education. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A former Kentucky county clerk who refused at that time to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples is appealing a ruling ordering her to pay thousands in attorney fees. The appeal filed by attorneys for Kim Davis argues that the landmark Supreme Court same-sex marriage ruling in 2015 should be overturned. Davis objected to same-sex marriage on religious grounds. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports New York City's mayor is blocking parts of a new solitary confinement law.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has issued an emergency order suspending parts of a new law intended to ban solitary confinement in local jails, citing concerns for the safety of staff and detainees. Adams declared a state of emergency Saturday. The mayor suspending parts of the law that set a four-hour time limit on holding prisoners who pose safety concerns and limits on the use of restraints. The council spokesperson criticizing Adams. In this case, our city and everyone in its dysfunctional and dangerous jail system, including staff, are left less safe. Julie Walker, New York.
One Texas city has voted to strip funding from a popular free monthly arts walk. That's after a council member suggested the event was going to promote a drag show. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.